What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 160, Strong the Iron Will Way. It is Friday morning, 5:30 a.m., and I am expecting to see a bunch of thank God it's Friday posts or things of that nature today, and I gotta tell you, I hate that shit. I hate seeing... I shouldn't say hate. It's a bit dramatic. I don't like seeing thank God it's Friday. And I'll tell you why. It's the same reason that I don't like seeing all the dreaded Monday posts. So all the posts that are kind of like, ugh, it's Monday, or it's a meme about how hard Monday is or how much Monday sucks. It's very much the same kind of concept, right? Friday is awesome because my shitty week is finally over. And Monday sucks because my shitty week is finally beginning. I don't like those because I feel terrible for the person that feels that way. I would challenge that person to expect more from their life than fast forwarding a week to be over just to reach a weekend and live the weekend in dread of Monday. And at least in my experience, I don't know what the hell that person is going to do on the weekend that's going to be so awesome that it's going to cancel out a miserable week, because a week is a long time to be miserable and also to be fast forwarding to the weekend. This is not a great way to get through life, and I would say that that person is really not experiencing life as it should be or could be. And I'll give you a personal example of this. I remember in college working in the summers. Every summer I worked at a warehouse. My dad's friend owned it, hooked me up with a job, packing boxes, shipping them out. Pretty much that, I had the same job every four years. It was a fairly large company, and there was a time clock in the warehouse where all the hourly employees had to come and clock in and clock out. And pretty much, to my knowledge, thinking back, I think actually most people were hourly. So you'd have the warehouse guys, but that was only myself and a couple other people. Then you'd have all the people kind of quote-unquote inside that had the desk jobs, but they weren't like upper management salaried people. I would watch these people line up at the clock. Or so they would all come in at, you know, a couple minutes before 8, whatever. 10 o'clock, there was a break, 15-minute break in the break room. I'd head in the break room. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you doing? It's Monday. How do you think I'm doing? Some fucking comment along that line every single Monday. Hey, it's Tuesday. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you doing? Well, one more day closer to Friday. I mean, it blew my mind how miserable these people were. Come Friday, or not even Friday, every day these people would be lining up at the clock at 4:55. Literally standing there, staring at this clock, waiting for it to click over to 5. Punch the card, run out of there. You would think they were being fucking poked with needles all day, the way these people ran the fuck out of there. And I just remember watching this for months at a time and going, this can't be my life. Like, this can't be what adult life is like, because this sucks. And I remember thinking, and I didn't hate working there. I mean, it wasn't anything I loved or was like fulfilled by, but it wasn't something I was like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. Maybe a little bit, just because I was gonna hopefully do something that was more enjoyable to me. I remember that's when I first started lifting, so I would go to the gym. I would leave work at 5, get to the gym at 5:30. That would be my kind of evening routine, so I'd be psyched to get out of there and go to the gym. But I just remember thinking, what do these people do on the weekends that would make this okay? Because my weekend's not all that exciting, you know? I mean, at the time, it was like I did what normal people do on the weekend, and I thought, I am confident that all these people did the same thing. I think they probably watched a football game or two, maybe they went to the movies, maybe they went to have some dinner, maybe if they had kids, they did kid stuff, but like, none of these people were flying to fucking go on safari every weekend to justify this life. And it was so great for me to experience this, because it cemented in my mind that this is not going to be me. Like, I'm not doing that. Whatever it takes, I'm not doing that, because I feel like there has to be something more. So I challenge anybody that's living that way right now to expect more from your life, because there is more to life than that. And I would kind of slide this into the fitness thing, thinking like, you deserve to feel better, right? You deserve to live a life that's better than that. So whatever that is going to be, for me, that specific example led to a lifetime of difficult decisions in an effort to follow some kind of career path that would bring me fulfillment and not fucking dread of Monday and fast forwarding to Friday. So after I graduated college, I was offered an office job in the marketing department at that company. At the time, I don't remember what the salary was, but it was a pretty good opportunity, except that it was marketing freaking food weighing scales in a company where I saw people staring at a time clock for 4 years. So I'm not doing that. At the time, I also had a part-time job at the gym where I probably made $7 an hour handing out towels and checking people's membership cards. Well, guess what job I kept? The gym job, because that would allow me to at least be in an environment that I enjoyed. I didn't even know at the time where it was going to go. I didn't know that personal training people was a thing. I just knew that I wanted to be there, and that I was beginning my competitive bodybuilding career that would allow me to compete and at least do something that I loved. My parents, God bless them, let me live at home, so I didn't have massive expenses, and I was able to figure out what the fuck I wanted to do. And you guys have probably heard this story, and I'm not going to get into my whole life story, but there were, you know, 4 or 5 large decisions following that kept me on this path where I am today. All of them extremely difficult and flying in the face of the easy way or the comfortable way. So after that decision, I went to several different gyms over the next couple of years and got certified in training, learned how to train people, ultimately started training people in New York City. I lived in New Jersey. Very difficult commute back and forth. Had to basically give up all my friendships, my relationships, went through a divorce, commuted every day an hour and a half back and forth to New York City till I could finally afford to move closer. Lived by myself just out of New York City for quite a long time. Finally got a chance to move in. Met Kristen, decided we wanted something more for our lives. We packed up our shit, took her pregnant self and a little bit of money we had, moved to Miami to explore an opportunity there. We decided that's not where we wanted to be. We wanted to do something different. We moved our 2 young children with very little money and not really a big idea of what we were going to do, and moved up here to Maine. Again, wanted to find what was going to be the thing that was really, really, really going to bring me fulfillment career-wise and life-wise, and we determined together that that was going to be doing what we're doing now with Iron Will. And there was many nights laying there trying to figure out what we're going to do with health insurance. I can remember sitting in my car and trying to scrap together enough money to bring my daughter to do an open gymnastics one day. So I don't want anybody to think I'm suggesting it's easy to change your life in a way that gets you out of that dreaded Monday to Friday thing, or if you're in a relationship that is not fulfilling to you, or your body is not how you want it to be, and you don't feel good every day, you don't feel healthy, you don't like the way you look. I'm not suggesting that changing that is easy. I am actually suggesting that it's going to be fucking hard. All of the above. You decide as an adult to change your career and start over, and you're going to have to go to school, you're going to have to quit what you know and learn something new, or take a chance, or go without health insurance for 6 months. You're going to have to do stuff that's very uncomfortable and very risky. But I'm going to tell you, or at least encourage you to believe that you need to do that, whatever that is, because if you're in that mode of, thank God it's Friday, I dread Monday, I'm just kind of heartbroken that you're not experiencing what it's like to actually look forward to all the days and all the parts of the day and the weekends and just personal experience. I do not fast forward a single moment of my day. I'm not saying this to be like my life is awesome. I'm saying this to help you guys understand that it's actually possible to have a scenario where it's 5:30 in the fucking morning. Like I'm looking forward to getting to work where I'm going right now. You know, I'm looking forward to this afternoon when I get to pick up my kids. I'm looking forward to spending time with my wife tonight. I'm looking forward to the weekend, not because I don't have to work, because I miss going to the gym and working on the weekends, but I get to spend more time with my family. Like, that's possible. There's other people besides me that do that. I would have never really known that had I based my expectation of life on these people I saw at that warehouse. So same thing goes for if you've never been in shape or you're not currently in shape, and maybe you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you can still turn that around. It will not be easy. It will be uncomfortable decisions. It will be changing the way you eat, changing the way you live, changing the way you sleep, changing the things that you do. And it'll be, again, out of your comfort zone. And you're going to have to join a gym. You're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to be physically uncomfortable for a long period of time. But the payoff is so fucking worth it that I don't really care what the sacrifice is. You know, if it's a, again, if it's a job change, I'm not a fucking career counselor, but I'm just telling you, trust me that I know all the stuff that comes with it, right? The risk and the fear, and this, you have to be intelligent about it if that's what we're talking about. But no one is going to fucking come in and like rescue you from this shitty life if that's what you feel like you're in, because that's not how it fucking works, right? You know, I remember thinking that just, I hope things change or something will happen. I don't know what I expected to happen. Like, someone's going to come in and say, hey, I have a gym that I'd like to give you because you're just seem like a good guy, and maybe you'll want to own it. Like, that doesn't fucking work that way. You know, a lot of times we spend our lives waiting for this raise or this promotion or this thing that's going to like change our life, or somehow you're going to miraculously start losing weight or getting in shape without like a dramatic change in your current habits and lifestyle. That doesn't fucking work either. It's going to require a conscious decision for you to say, I'm tired of fucking feeling like this, right? Whether that is, I'm tired of living for Friday. I'm tired of dreading my alarm clock going off. I'm tired of waking up and feeling self-conscious every time I get dressed. I'm tired of getting out of breath going up the fucking stairs. Like, whatever you are tired of, you know, I think you do have to hit a bit of a rock bottom to say, fuck this, I'm done with this. Because the decision that follows has got to be a pretty dramatic one, right? If you're not pissed enough at the way you feel or your current scenario, you're not going to be motivated enough to do what's necessary. If you're like a little bit unhappy, you're not going to make the commitment to hit the gym 5 days a week at 5 o'clock in the morning and spend the money and like learn and do everything you need to do. You're going to like dip your feet in the water. You're going to join fucking Planet Fitness and go walk on the treadmill for 2 times a week, and it's not going to do anything. And then you're going to quit after a couple months and say it didn't work. Well, it didn't work because you didn't try an effective strategy and you weren't motivated enough to do what's necessary. So maybe it's going to take for you to have a really shitty checkup at the doctor. Maybe it's going to have that day where you just wake up and you're like, I fucking hate my job. I hate my scenario. I hate the way I feel every fucking day. And when that day happens, that'll be the best fucking day of your life, because that's the day that you will realize I need to make a change. And you'll be pissed enough that that change is aggressive and that change is massive. And when you make massive change, again, in lifestyle, in the way you live your daily, with the things you do on the daily basis, you trade your 3 hours of fucking TV every night for an hour and a half at the gym, your life's going to be a whole lot fucking different. So I just want to encourage you guys to recognize that whatever you are feeling that is less than awesome, it does not need to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Expect more, please, of yourself and of your life, and recognize that I don't care how old you are or where you're at in the situation. You can change it. But it's going to require some difficult decisions and some tough moves and confronting some shit, but you got to do it. Happy Friday, guys. And instead of thank God it's Friday, we like to call it Feel Good Friday. Try it. Later.